They are called sweepstakes, 777. I mean, they are just called many different names. And when they are calling themselves business centers, they also do faxing and they also do copies. So that's where they get the name on business centers. And part of this legislation will be to provide background checks of the operators and distributors. And if they have skill-based amusements, they will have to go through the background check, which we think is important. Another restriction would be on the operators. They cannot have more than 5 sweepstake terminals in any location. So that is 5. And at least one of the locations that I was in, they had 62. Another location that I was in, they had 30, and I was on a waiting list to use the terminals. So there are, you know, many places that have many more than 5. Also, as Representative Baker indicated, no alcohol may be served or consumed at these locations. And a sweepstakes terminal device operator, including that operator's partners or affiliates, may operate only under 2 licensed locations. So any one person technically could have 10. Responsible for 10. And Speaker Davidson, we will direct the Ohio Casino Control Commission to limit the number of licenses in each county based on the population. And right now, the legislation does indicate that it would be a maximum of 64 licenses in a particular county. And then if you do the math, 64, you know, times 5, that means that any one county, if you have the population stipulation met, that'd be 320 machines. So with that, I thank you for being here today, and I will turn it back to Attorney General.
Good. Maybe somebody can describe, this is not what you see every place. This is what you see some.
Yeah.
But some of the times you're walking in and you're buying, supposedly you're buying a card for your long-distance telephone.
Internet time or phone time, and this,
phone time.
Those are more set up to terminals at various locations. There may be 60 terminals, and everything's tied back to a server. These are all kind of everything in one box. This is kind of like allegedly a skill-based amusement machine.
And you know, what we try to do here is not disrupt current Ohio law. Current Ohio law makes a distinction between skill-based and non-skill-based. The difficulty for law enforcement when they go in and hit a machine is for them to try to prove whether it's skill-based or not skill-based. And to do that, quite candidly, you have to have a laboratory that will examine it. And so you have tremendous cost. These are very difficult cases in court. The idea will be to give the speaker and their members of the commission the ability to basically have them certified, to have a laboratory look at them, have them certified. So when law enforcement walks in, there's either going to be a sticker on that or there's not going to be a sticker on it. And it's going to be much, much simpler. And so our idea is that we deal with the law enforcement question of how do I enforce this, and say it's going to be pretty simple. And we're going to put it to the Casino Commission. People who want these will have to pay a fee that will cover the cost of testing them. They'll be tested by a laboratory, and they either will be skill-based, and if they're not truly a skill-based deal under current Ohio law, then it can't exist, legally at least. So, and the tough questions we'll give to our other experts here. Mr. Johnson.
What is the current law on machines like this? And do we have any idea how many machines there are in various locations in the state?
Okay, I'm going to refer to my charitable section. Who wants to take that? You want to step up here? Step up to the mic.
Yeah, I'm Pete Thomas, chief of the charitable law section from Attorney General DeWine. The current law is skill games are an exception to the slot machine definition in Ohio. Slot machines are illegal in Ohio pending the building of the 4 casinos. The skill game has to be actually a game of skill. There's a specific definition in the statute talking about there can't be a device outside the control of the player that determines the outcome. It can't be such a high skill that the average player cannot achieve it. Those are all steps that we would have to go through to prove.
And give an example of what is legal. What's a classic skill? Really?
Pop a shot. You're shooting free throws. Whack-a-mole, perhaps. ski ball. But these things, some of them on here are like slot machine. They look like slot machines. The reels spin, and you have to stop the item at where it's supposed to be. But we have had experts from laboratories explain to us that even if you were to memorize the pattern, maybe even if you were fast enough to do it, the software morphs that icon into a different icon because it's programmed.
They got it fixed,
man. Right.
So is that a legal skill game in Ohio now?
Is
illegal?
That has been
a legal skill.
I don't believe so.
No.
This is a 8-liner.
Identify yourself for them. So
Jim Renshaw, I'm the chief investigator in the charitable law section.
Mr. Cohen needs the audio,
well,
there, and everybody else does too.
Jim Renshaw, charitable law section chief investigator. This particular machine, if an expert would analyze it, is a slot machine. It might say on it, in honor of the occasion today, luck of the Irish, by the way, it might say on it sweepstakes, but this is nowhere close to being have any element of skill at all with it. It's a very old machine that's been around the block numbers of places, but it's recently been.
But as you showed me a while ago, when you put that thing up, it looks like. Show them the one where it looks like this to one. You
this,
do it.
Okay, this one. This one right here.
It looks like if your eye hand coordination is quick enough, you could do it.
Right? Yeah, like you hit play, and you can stop it, and then. That didn't win.
You didn't win.
So I'm not too good. So like you go ahead and try to play again, and then you try to figure out, can you memorize this pattern? And figure out to stop it when it's a bonus. Can you figure out when a bonus is going to come up?
But even if you got it right, the machine's set, so you're not going to win.
So
it's going to morph it out. It's going to take it up.
It's got a random number generator in it that's going to decide all of that for you. You can cash in. You can play it blindfolded. You'll get to the same conclusion on these machines as if you were looking at it.
And explain when you go into the cafe, so-called cafe, and you buy this card, and then you go to the machine. My understanding is that the machine is just a way to tell you whether you won or not.
Exactly.
It gives you this kind of simulation of having fun, and there's bells and whistles and noises and, you know, but it's already been determined. You could take that card and show it to somebody and who could run it, and they could tell you whether you won or not, right?
Yes. There are viable
skill involved.
There are viable telephone cards that have actual telephone time on them, but these points are converted for play time, for play on the machines. Yes, there's a product, and that's what, in the case of the sweepstakes machines, they're saying. You're not offering consideration, a main element of gambling, but rather you're buying a product, and then essentially the gambling is ancillary to the operation. But when investigations are conducted, the outcome isn't that way. You can get more points in this. You end up betting your own money, and it's a sham on the sweepstakes side of it. What I'd like to point out just real quickly, though, is that this particular machine in this cabinet doesn't mean anything. It's a software that's in the particular design that can determine what games are playing and what payouts are, and like we said earlier, it's not regulated. But you could well walk into an internet cafe and just have traditional computer screens playing games that wouldn't look dramatically like these cases at all. And then you can have other cases like this that have Ethernet cards set up and are working the internet as well. So a product can be internet time, a product can be telephone usage, or nothing at all. And that's what's confusing local law enforcement and confusing regulators on this, because the perceived gray areas and what some of the distributors of these machines are trying to point out is that that everything's legal because they'll throw a statute up, and then people are buying off and investing in the businesses, and then people are being victimized from there.
Mr. DeWine,
Lisa, do you have the handouts? Are they available? Did everybody get one? Okay, I just want to make sure everybody got one, because what we have given you today is what we're going to supply to anybody who asks us questions about this. It tries to describe, what's legal, what's not legal in Ohio. It's not exhaustive, but at least in this area.